Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
CNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Out to Tiger Field here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The Novato Knicks in town for this weekend series, the finale of it as the Colt 45's go for the sweep. Hi again, everyone. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in. It's game six of the season series between the Novato Knicks and your Colt 45's as they will face off here tonight. This is the second weekend series that they faced off against the Novato Knicks. They are 5-0, and they've outscored the Novato Knicks this year by a score of 58-28. Some things to note in terms of housekeeping for the 45s. No DJ Parker and no Adrian Lopez. They left this last weekend to head to CSU San Bernardino and Hawaii Pacific University, where they will begin their college careers at D2s, both of them. And they'll, again, just walk across that bridge and get to the other side as they fully reach the college career level that we're hoping to get to as part of the developmental stages of Colt 45's baseball. We've talked about it ad nauseum at this point this year of Colt 45's baseball being developmental baseball, not major leagues or anything like that, although it's taken seriously regardless. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash. They sponsored a handful.
Pavilion, we have winning employee of the
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with you. Game 3 of this weekend series, the Colt 45 is going for the sweep on this weekend and the season sweep against the Novato Knicks. And they've outscored these Novato Knicks by a score of 58-28. They're 5-0 against Novato this year. They played back on June 18th, 19th, and the 20th. That was also a Thursday, Friday, Saturday endeavor, as they're doing so this weekend as well. They won 14-13 on a walk-off hit by a pitch of Tyler Jones. That was the fourth walk-off of the year. They still have four walk-offs to their name this year. And then they won 9-4 in a four-run seventh inning and a one-run eighth that propelled them past the Novato Knicks. They only scored runs in the first seventh and eighth inning of that ball game. Brady Chirito had a homer and three RBIs. He went 1-for-4 with a walk. That was Lucas Pettingill on the hill. He went five innings, a five hit, three run, one earned, four walks, three Ks. And June 20th, a 17-2 ball game where the Colt 45s tallied a total of 14 runs. 14 of their 17 came in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. Tyler Zandizer went 3-for-3 with four RBIs. And Blake Schwert went 4 2/3 of one hit, no run, one walk, six K baseball. As we will get the first pitch here on Special Olympics night, he'll be thrown to the 36 of Braxton Sweatland, the 6'6", 250 lefty out of Cottonwood, California. As that comes to you guys, I'm going to give you the starting lineups for the Novato Knicks. Leading off at second base is Landon Diem, followed by Drake Poitras, who's batting second in center field. And then Troy Rizzo will be at shortstop, batting third, followed by the first baseman Hardy, who's in the cleanup spot. And then Will Tukar will be in right field. And then Kane Laughlin will be the catcher behind the dish. He's batting sixth. Daniel Mills will follow him up in the seventh spot in left. And then Ben Menard, the DH, batting eighth. Followed by Joseph Fatiga at the hot corner. He's playing third base. So Deem at second, Poitras at center, Rizzo the shortstop, Hardy at first, Tukar in right, Laughlin the catcher, Mills in left, Menard the DH, and Fatiga at third base for the Novato Knicks, facing off against Austin Hasma of the Colt 45s. As the Colt 45s will send Hasma out to face off against Andrew Carlson. A lineup card submitted by Bob Anderson has Timmy Ayers at first base, Preston Conklin at shortstop, Nicholas Cavareo at third base, batting third, and Braden Chirito in right. He's in the cleanup spot. And then Rowan Brown will be the DH, batting fifth, followed by Tyler Jones, the catcher, batting sixth. Tyler Zandizer will be in center field, batting seventh. Bradley Blankenship, batting eighth. He is in left field. And rounding out the lineup is Deegan Paulos. He is at second base in the ninth spot. Ayers at first, Conklin at short, Cavareo at third, Chirito in right, Brown the DH, Jones the catcher, Zandizer in center field, Blankenship in left, and Paulos at second base for the 29-3 Colt 45s. They've won 16 straight. They were 33-5 last year for the 2025 summer season. They have to win their next four to tie that record, and they have to win out to beat it and go 34-3 on the year. They're 5-0 versus Novato this year. They've outscored them 58-28. And also no DJ Parker. He's headed off to Hawaii Pacific University, so he's out of the lineup tonight and the rest of the year. And then Adrian Lopez is at CSU San Bernardino down in SoCal. As we're looking to get underway, as Austin Pasma will conclude his warm-up tosses. The right-hand sophomore, 6'6", 210, out of Clovis, California, and Fresno City College, throws right and bats right. The infield around for him is Cavareo, Conklin, Paulus, Ayers, third to first. Jones will be his battery mate behind the dish, and then left to right field, Blankenship, Zandizer, and Chirito under clear blue skies overhead. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 358 to left center to the left of the Tiger Field scoreboard, 406 to the batter's eye in straightaway center, and 370 to right center field. Here's the first pitch from the righty. Pasma is a line shot toward right, and Chirito's there as the first pitch comes in at 720, and that's the way our ball game begins here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. One pitch, one out for Pasma. As Landon Dean lines out to right, I'll bring up Drake Poitras, the center fielder, in this scoreless top of the first. 94 degrees at first pitch. So righty Pasma delivers a fastball that catches just barely the thigh of Poitras as he is grazed by the pitch. Now Troy Rizzo to the plate, the shortstop. Troy Rizzo in last night's endeavor went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Left-hand batter. This one misses low for ball one. The 45s are at double play depth, of course, with the runner on first being held on by Ayers at first. As this one misses for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Pasma readies out of the stretch. This is up and away with a fastball for ball three. So 3-0. Pasma deals the 3-0. This is low and in for ball four. So a four-pitch walk. We'll put runners at first and second with one out. The Colt 45s, again, have won 16 straight. Try and find Austin Pasma's last start, who that was against. He delivers to the left-hand batting Hardy. And it misses for ball one. The Colt 45s stay at double play depth to shift the first baseman Ayers to play behind the runner. Here's a 1-0 count to the left-hand batter. It's back in the box with an even stance. 1-0. This is up and in for ball two. And Pasma a little bit wild. Here's it. Now fires on inside corner. On cue, gets it in there. The home plate umpire is John Biggert. Third base, Jim Bittencourt. And then first base, RJ Lovelace. Pasma checks the runners. The 2-1. This is low. So a 3-1 count with one out to the lefty Hardy. Pasma appears, kicks, deals. This is upstairs, drew a check swing, but that will load the bases as he did not go around. So first, second, and third for Will Tokar. Right fielder. Pasma still working out of the stretch. The infield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand batting Tokar, the right fielder. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. A new umpiring crew as far as the games I've called with Lovelace, Bittencourt, and Biggert. A new mix, I should say. Lovelace we've seen a couple of times. Here's the 1-0. Popped foul toward the parking lot out of play. Pasma just trying to settle in. get some contact and get out of the inning here in the scoreless top of the first, the 1-1 count. Reddy's. Now comes that kick to Deals. Swing and a miss. Blew a off-speed by him. Got him to chase it. Hasma's last start was against the Cal State Pelateros in an 18-8 win. That was the legacy game of Mora. Here's the 1-2. It's a line shot right toward Paulos, leaping for it, and saves the base hit. What a snag by Deegan Paulos, gliding to his left and jumping with the sun bouncing off of the shades, and snares it in with a look back at all the bases. No throw to be made as Tokar lines out right at Deegan Paulos. Two gone, and the base is loaded for the catcher, Canyon Laughlin. Right-hand batter, the Novato Knicks, the gray bottoms and the red tops with the white lettering. Colt 45's white bottoms and the camouflage tops with Colt 45's stickered across the chest. Pazman went four innings, eight hits, five runs, three earned, one walk, and eight strikeouts. First pitch to the catcher is popped up and away behind the plate for strike one. Now Pazma peering in, comes set, glove at the belt from the third base side with shadows creeping across the field, kicks and deals a fastball on the outside corner. Here's in at Jones, set to deliver the 0-2 with the bases loaded, infield playing behind. There's a line shot toward right. Chirito giving chase, tracking it, playable into the sun, and he'll squeeze it on the run, angling toward the line. And the side is retired. Three stranded aboard as we head to the bottom of the first here in a scoreless ballgame with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half tonight's game. It's sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Bye-bye.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get three free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get three free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Bottom of the first inning, it's Timmy Ayers, Conklin Caballero to lead things off here for the 45s. And a scoreless bottom of the first, Ayers with a routine handshake of the home plate umpire and then the catcher, home plate umpire John Bigger. And the catcher for the Novato Knicks, Canyon Laughlin. Laughlin behind the dish, Batiga, Rizzo, Demon Hart. Around the horn, third to first, and then Mills, Poitras, and Tokar left to right field, patrolling that beautiful green grass out there. Here at Tiger Field, the outfield shifted a couple steps to pull on the left-hand hitting Ayers. It was deep in the corner of the box with the open stance. It takes a called strike one at the bottom of the zone. Lefty working from the third base side is Andrew Carlson. Reddy's come set, deep breath, kicks, deals, check swing from Ayers, but not even close. On the breaking ball that misses inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike with nobody out. Lefty kicks and deals. This one's chopped back toward the pitcher. Carlson gathers underhand flip on the run to the first baseman Harp in time. That is out number one. 1-3 on the play. That will bring up Preston Conklin. Right-hand batter. And Preston Conklin has just been on a tear these last couple of weekends. Handful of homers and a lot of hits. And then a handful of stolen bases as well. Last night he was 2-for-2 with 3 walks and 3 stolen bases. The right-hand batter digs in with a slightly open stance. And I think he's kept up his streak of home runs on these weekends. Actually, I take that back. The last 3 weekends up until this point. So, from July 4th on to now. Since before July 4th on to now, he has hit a home run. He's due tonight. And then tomorrow we'll be back out here against the Tehama Bulls. This one misses. 1 ball and 1 strike to the Colt 45 shortstop. So this one's hit in the air toward right. Giving chase is Tokar and wing toward the line, and it will land fair onto the chalk, rounding first and cruising into second with a double. It was a late call by the first base umpire, R.J. Loveless, threw the hand up and made sure it was signaled fair. The right fielder thought it landed foul, but it pretty much raised up some chalk. So Conklin gets the first hit of the bottom of the first here. Doubles. And that will bring up Nicholas Cabareo. Right-hand batter. He had a home run last night in the game that the Colt 45s walked 11 times. Takes a ball off the outside edge. He also homered back on June 18th against these Novato Knicks. Here's a 1-0. Misses wide for ball two. I take that back. Did not homer, but had a two-run single that tied up the ball game in the ninth inning. Tied it up at 13. Here's the 2-0 from the lefty with the runner on second, pitching out of the stretch. Off the outside corner. Thought it might have caught the edge of the knee. But that is ball three to Cabareo. Infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter. Even stance deep in the box. Carlson kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward left. Playable for the left fielder, Mills. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Cabareo flies out to left. They'll bring up Braden Chirito. Chirito, a freshman, 6'1", 200, lefty out of Fresno, California, and Fresno City College.
Right fielder number 14, Braden Chirito.
Braden Chirito. With the socks up high and the even stance, here's the first pitch from the lefty, foul tipped. And this baseball's going to get hand-delivered by the home plate umpire. He's going to go for a little stroll dust off the plate to allow the catcher, Laughlin, who got that ball fouled off of him, just allow him some time to breathe for a second, regather himself. On deck is Rowan Brown, the DH tonight in that 5 spot. Now we'll resume typical activities. A light breeze blowing in from the first base side. Here's the 0-1. Waved at breaking ball. Got him to chase it low and away. Backdoor slider on the lefty. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 0-2 from Andrew Carlson as he checks Conklin at second, kicks deals, bounced it in the dirt, caroms away from Laughlin, who will gather it up the first baseline and hold on to it as Preston Conklin will take third base. So Chirito now with a 1-2 count. Cheering in is a lefty Carlson. He comes set. Shadows covering most of the infield now, creeping across the outfield in left field. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Chirito goes down on strikes, and the side is retired. Colt 45s get one hit, but they strand Conklin 90 feet away at third. After one complete, we're scoreless. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Second inning here as Pasma will face off against 7, 8, and 9 of these Novato Knicks. Daniel Mills, Ben Menard, and Joseph Batiga. So left hand batting left fielder Daniel Mills will step in. With an open stance, here's the pitch from the righty Pasma to the left hand batter. It's called strike one on the inside corner. Pasma readies, kicks, deals, misses low and away. One ball and one strike. Shadows covering nearly all of the infield except for where a second baseman plays. This one's delivered high and away. Shadows creeping across the outfield as well, covering up left field, but then right field completely in the sun and sunspots all over center field. Shortstop and third in the shade. Along with home plate in the pitcher's mound, here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Got on to chase the fastball, blew it by him. Getting a piece of it was Daniel Mills. As motioned by the home plate umpire, the 2-2 is chopped toward the third baseman. Cabareo handles it from foul territory to first as a bit high. And Timmy Ayers cannot find the ladder that high as it goes above his head, and second base will be awarded on the E5, and the throwaway out of play by Cabareo gathered it in foul territory about two steps north of the third base bag. Set his feet, made a strong throw, but a little bit too strong of a throw, got it upstairs a little bit. And now aboard at second base is Daniel Mills for the right hand batting, Ben Menard, the designated hitter for the Knicks, as the protective gear is disposed of by the first base coach from Daniel Mills on the bag at second base. Now John Bigger, the home plate umpire, motions to get underway, and Pasma kicks and deals. This one's fouled up and away, way into the parking lot for strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand batting Menard. The slightly open stance, Stephen DeBox, knees bent. Runner in scoring position here in the scoreless top of the second. The 0-1 misses low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The 1-1. Spiked in the dirt. Blocked by Jones, the catcher. Absolutely smothered. This counts as two balls and one strike. Pass appearing in. Glove at the hip. Now comes set from that first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 2-1. Check swing low and away. On the appeal, the answer is no. So ball three. Pazma having some difficulty throwing strikes tonight. This one's laced into right field. It will get down for a base hit. Chirito to play it on a hop. Handles it, loses his footing to throw into the cutoff. Man, Jimmy Ayers is going to be in time to hold the runners at the corners. And a sharp single into right by Menard. Gets him on and puts Daniel Mills to third. That will bring up Joseph Fatiga.
With runners at the corners. Third baseman, number 8, Joseph Fatiga.
Now Joseph Fatiga to the plate. This one's fouled back. Runners at the corners with nobody out. This one's fouled back again to the screen. Four strike two.
Santos Tennessee Fitness Club is also running Clyde's full service health club. Has been for over 50 years.
Now the 0-2 from Pazma with Bears holding the runner on is grounded toward Paulus at second. Gathers, flips the short for one. The relay to first is in time. 4-6-3, but the run comes in to score. Taylor made. Paulus to Conklin to Ayers. Two outs, but the run surrendered. Pazma almost got the glove to it. Would have been able to look the runner back to third. But just snuck under his glove to Paulus, who was ready for it. About a third of the way towards second base, gathered, and then the bare hand flip to Conklin on the second base bag, and then the relay to Ayers was in time for the 4-6-3 as Landon Dime takes a called strike one. Now this one misses up and away, keeping the count up at one ball and one strike. The 1-1, fouled up and away toward the parking lot, out of play. One ball and two strikes. A 1-2 misses. And the 2-2 on the outside. Taylor ring him up. Strike three called. Tyler Jones was walking off the field before it was even rung up by John Biggert to the side. He is retired. One run comes in to score for the Novato Knicks as they take a 1-0 lead here after 1.5 complete. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Parkin and Regal Way in downtown Redmond.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the bottom of the second inning here as the Novato Knicks are facing off against your Colt 45s. Here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45s baseball. Now with a 1-0 lead, Andrew Carlson will face off against Rowan Brown, Tyler Jones, and Tyler Zanizer of these Colt 45s. Left-hand batting, Rowan Brown, typically a catcher. Tonight, the DH, left-on-left matchup. Carlson delivers low and away in the dirt for ball one. So far for Novato, one run on one hit, no errors. For the Colt 45s, no runs on one hit, one error. Now the 1-0, swung on and missed, chased a breaking ball. 1-1. Carlson comes set, kicks, deals the 1-1 as a splintered bat toward the first baseman moving to his right, and no one's going to be covering first base in time except for the pitcher who somehow got his foot in there in the foot race. Barely beats Rowan Brown by about half a step. Looked like no one was going to be there. Carlson coming out of nowhere. And Carlson doing a great job of fielding his position on the 3-1 put out. Tyler Jones at the plate now. Right-hand batter. Here's the first pitch to the righty. Low and away, outside for ball one. Colt 45s find themselves in the nearly always elusive deficit right now as Jones chases the breaking ball low for strike, 1-1, can't connect with it. And part of that might be the absence of DJ Parker and Adrian Lopez, who are two very valuable bats for the 45s, and DJ Parker doing a great job out in the outfield of chasing a lot of would-be extra base hits down as well. 2-1 after this pitch misses up and away. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Shadows covering about 75-80% of the field in the dirt for ball three. Just right field in the sun and the upper body of the second baseman Diem. And parts of deep center field and part of the right center gap. With the tree line behind us here on this third base side, the sun is peeking behind. Here's a 3-1 on the outside corner. That'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The righty Tyler Jones, the widespread stance, bending at the knees. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball is popped up toward the shortstop. Playable for Rizzo, back behind the second base bag, rim of the outfield grass, and we'll squeeze it for out number two. We'll bring up Tyler Zanizer, the local kid. Playing at Shasta College for the last couple of years. Played with the 45s the last 2 years as well. He's headed to Oklahoma Baptist University. Takes a called strike one. Here with 2 outs and a 1-0 bottom of the second. The lefty kicks and deals the 0-1 off the plate outside. Tyler Zanizer homered in the first game of this series back on July 23rd, a couple of days ago. As he chops this one up the middle and through for a base hit. the second hit for the Colt 45s tonight. Nearly all the way through the order as Bradley Blankenship will step up to the plate.
Now Maggot. Left fielder,
playing left field tonight. As I was saying, both Ayers and Zanizer homered back on Thursday. Here's a pitch to the righty Blankenship in there, called strike one at the knees. Lefty Andrew Carlson comes set, move toward first. Zanizer taking off, throw goes from the first base into the shortstop covering second, and Zanizer, able to avoid the tag, gets in with a head first slide. That is not something you see every day. Pickoff attempt toward first. The first baseman Hardy came off the bag as Anheuser broke for second and then slid into second on the slide tag where, or on the slide where the tag was applied, and in a swim move avoided it as Rizzo, the shortstop, was covering second base. And the throw arrived just about the same time as Anheuser did. No balls and one strike. Now breaking the action as the catcher's going to talk things over with the home plate umpire. Now we get back underway. No balls and one strike with two outs. And the runner on second, that's Zanizer, in scoring position now. Here's the 0-1 to Blankenship. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew the heater by him. Checks the runners, Carlson. And this one will tear him away. Zanizer takes third on the wild pitch. Thought it went off of Blankenship, but did in fact not. It just missed and carried away from the catcher, Laughlin. So Zanizer able to take third. And now with two outs and a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the lefty. 1-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt, and tag applied. And Blankenship goes down on strikes. He goes around as the Colt 45 strand one aboard. They leave Zanizer 90 feet away. Two straight innings they've left a run at 90 feet away. As the side is retired, tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Look.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
So 1-2 count on the right-hand batting Poitras, who showed bunt to start off this at-bat and then has since rescinded his ideas. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the righty, Hasma. It's a breaking ball at the knees, running him up, strike three called. The second K of the night for Pasma. Both looking. Now it's the left-hand batting Troy Rizzo, the shortstop. Left-hand batter. First pitch from Pasma misses low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Pasma peers in. Shadows covering all of the field apart from the right fielder. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Chirito out there in right in one sunspot playing straight up, shielding his eyes from the sun. Here's a 1-1. It's hit in the air toward the right center gap. Chirito giving chase, looking up toward the track, right to the wall, and it is over the wall. Troy Rizzo hits it out onto the street. And it's now a 2-0 ball game that the Novato Knicks lead. As Pasma gives up the long ball. Now Hardy to the plate on after the solo shot from Rizzo, who homered last night. Him and Poitras both homering. That was off of Evan Fraser. Both of those, I believe. As the lefty Hardy leans out of the way of this one for ball one. Now chops this one toward the second baseman. Paul is waiting for the secondary hop, leaping for it, grabs, quick throw to first in time for the 4-3 put out. Paul is to Ayers. That is out number two. And correction on Rizzo's home run. That was actually off of Tyler Shepard in the ninth inning. Now to the plate is Will Tokar. Right-hand batter. First pitch from Pasma misses up and away for ball one. The righty readies with the open stance as Pasma kicks and deals, fouled up and away toward the parking lot out of play. To make the count, one ball and one strike. Catcher Canyon Laughlin on deck for Novato should the inning continue. Here's the 1-1 with the wind pushing in from right center. And the appeal to first answer is no. In from right center field at probably about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Just making those flags out in center to the right of the 406 line dance a little bit. As this one's shot toward Cabrera on one hop, gathers, throws off 1 foot in time for the 5-3 put out. And the side is retired with a solo shot from Troy Rizzo. Doubles the Novato Knicks lead as they lead by a score of 2-0 through 2.5 complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
KCNR Shasta Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Paulos to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 ball game. Hits this one on a line shot toward the center fielder. Push cross. Playable for him. He will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. Poitras positioned perfectly for Paulos to be retired. Now quickly, it's the top of the order in Timmy Ayers, who homered on Friday night. Timmy Ayers, left-hand batter. Both teams with 2 hits, collectively. The first pitch as the second trip through the order. Breaking ball, drops it in for called strike one. Starting the second trip through the order now is Andrew Carlson, the lefty. From the third base side, peering in as the catcher Laughlin sets up away, the 0-1. So line shot foul. Back toward us here on this third base side off the netting. For strike two.
Local radio support, local sports.
Here's the 0-2 with one out. This is low and away. Now the lefty Carlson peering in again. Comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals the 1-2 with one out, nobody on. Misses upstairs. Ayers ready. The lefty Carlson working slow comes set. The 2-2. Misses up and in for ball three. That'll fill the count. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff, and now time call and granted. Ayers will dig back in here in this 2-0, bottom of the third. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors for Novato. No runs on 2 hits, 1 error for Redding. It's the payoff. It's hit in the air toward right. Ayers with the bat flip. The right fielder Tokar to the wall, and he will let it land. On the streets. On the payoff pitch, Ayers hits it out. It's his second homer of the weekend as he takes his trip around the bases. It's now 2-1. The Colt 45s cut the deficit in half on the solo shot from Timmy Ayers. Hopefully that'll get this offense going for the Colt 45s. Just pulled that ball down the right field line. Hit it out over the wall where it's 3-10 and then juts out as this one's popped up toward the third base side, foul territory. Conklin attempting to bunt himself on. Gets way too much air underneath it, but it's beyond the reach of the pitcher, catcher, and third baseman. The pitcher, Carlson, Laughlin, the catcher, and Batiga, the third baseman. So an 0-1 count on the second baseman, Conklin, who was 2-for-2 last night with 3 walks and 3 stolen bases. Is the 0-1. Bounced in there. The count moves to 1-1. Cabrera on deck. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the lefty Carlson. This one's hitting the air towards center. Playable for the center fielder, Poitras. Now the shortstop drifting on. He'll squeeze it in very shallow center field. Rizzo records the put out. That is out number 2 for Nicholas Cabrera. But a home run last night. He went 2-for-3 with 2 walks and 3 RBIs. Right-hand batter. The Clovis, California native. Same as Pasma's. This one's hitting the air toward center field. It's going to go beyond the reach of Poitras. All the way to the wall. Cabrera around first. Hitting the bag in second, but it'll cruise into second base with a stand-up double as it's tossed in by Poitras in center field towards the right center gap. Way far to the left of the 370 mark. That's handled by the shortstop, Rizzo, who will walk it into his pitcher after a couple of hard-hit baseballs here on the second trip through the order. And now Braden Chirito to the plate. Left-hand batter with the socks up high. Here's the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. No balls and 1 strike. With the tying run in scoring position, quick move back to second. Whirl and a bluff. Holding on to it is Carlson, just trying to keep Mr. Preston Conklin honest. Over there, dancing off the bag. Right fielder Chirito digging in. The lefty, here's the 0-1. Misses low and away. Chirito homered against the Novato Knicks back on June 19th in a 9-4 victory. That wind completely dying off now. Those flags out in center field standing still. The 1-1 as a breaking ball is hit foul. Way out in front was Chirito. Strike 2. Loops it up and over.
That ball brought to you by Crystal Lick Aggregate.
One ball and 2 strikes with a runner on second and 2 outs here in the home half of the third. Bouncing the dirt goes all the way to the backstop, and Cabrera will take third base on the wild pitch. Two and two, squeaked right past the catcher all the way to the backstop. No activity out in the Novato Nick bullpen. The 2-2 misses low and away on the breaking ball. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A couple of long balls here tonight between both teams. Here's the payoff. It's a line shot toward the second baseman. Takes a hop off the grass, off the glove. Gathered and no throw to first as Cabrera will come in to score. And it's a tie ball game just like that. Chirito with some home field advantage at work. Hit the lip of the infield grass, popped up. The second baseman, Dean, gliding to his right towards second base, had to wait for it. Handled the hop. By the time he handled the hop, it caromed off of his glove. He picked it up as it squeaked away from him and could not make a play to first in time. Just decided to hold on to the baseball as head coach of the Novato Knicks is going to go out to the mound, talk things over, buy some time for some decisions to be made. Also just try and ice this Colt 45 offense. The Colt 45s have now put two on the board to tie this ball game up. The lights are on here at Tagger Field, but a ways away from taking full effect. Now making his way back to the dugout is the Novato Nick pitching coach. Now it's the left-hand batting Rowan Brown, the DH tonight for the Knicks, or for the Colt 45s, rather. So he hits this one up and away out of play over here on the first base side, third base side. It's a left-hand batter, and then Harp holding on the runner at first. It's Chirito. That will be ruled an infield single. The 0-1 on the outside corner to even the count up. Move back to first. Not in time. Diving back with the right hand is Chirito. No balls and two strikes. There's the 0-2 from the lefty Andrew Carlson. Checks the runner. Kicks and deals. It's a breaking ball reached for hitting the air towards center. Poitras on the move. Playable for him. And he'll squeeze it in left center field. And the side is retired. But the Colt 45s get a pair. And we're all knotted up at two. After three complete. It's a brand new ball game at two apiece. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Top of the fourth inning here, Pasma cruising through this lineup. He'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 of the lineup in Laughlin, Mills, and Menard. So far, 2 runs on 2 hits for the Novato Knicks. Catcher will lead things off, Canyon Laughlin. Next call, strike one, as he swings and misses. As this one misses low and in. Now the 1-1 from Pasma is a ground ball toward the third baseman, diving for Caballero, up with the ball, slings it to first, in time for the 5-3, took the ball away from Preston Conklin, cut him off, made a diving play to his left, and a strong throw to first, in time for out number one. Nicholas Caballero, what a play.
Left fielder, number 42, Daniel Mills.
Now Daniel Mills to the plate. The 0-1 after the swing and the miss, hit in the air toward left center. On the move is Blankenship in the center fielder. Zanizer right to the wall. It's going to carry him off the wall. Zanizer up with the ball in left center field. It's going to be a stand-up double off the wall for Daniel Mills. Tattooed that baseball, just didn't get enough air underneath it to push it out. He'll be in scoring position with one out. In this top of the fourth inning. So far for Pasma, he's walked two. That was all in the first inning. Since then, it's just been a couple of hard-hit baseballs here and there. Righty kicks and deals out of the stretch, foul back to the screen for strike one. Two runs on three hits. No errors for the Knicks. Two runs on five hits. One error for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 delivery to the right-hand batting Menard. On the outside corner, called strike two. Toss the heater in there. This one's grounded toward the shortstop. Conklin gathers, throws to first in time, but it moves the runner over. About six hopper toward the shortstop. Conklin, who smoothly gathered it for out number two. Now we'll bring up Joseph Batiga. He's a right-hand batter for the Novato Knicks.
Number eight, Joseph Batiga.
Playing third base tonight, was at shortstop last night. First pitch misses low and in the dirt. Jones, the catcher protecting that five hole, are able to snare it. A 1-0 count. Pasma kicks, steals. Upstairs, ball one. Ball two, rather. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs here in this 2-2 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. With the third run for the Knicks 90 feet away, here's the 2-0, and off the inside corner for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. John Bigger did not think that was a strike. It's been a pretty tight zone tonight. Not really expanding too much. Here's the 3-0, right there on the outside corner at the belt. Two fill the count up, but three balls and two strikes. Three balls and one strike, rather. Keep looking at that scoreboard. Here's a 3-1. That will be off the plate outside. That will put runners at the corners. The third walk issued by Pasma. Still with two outs. Right hand batting top of the order here. Landon Diem. Who's lined out and Cade looking. Takes ball one. Right-hand batter, knees bent, socks up high, open stance. Grounds this one toward the shortstop. Conklin gathered, and he'll go the short way to second base in time for the 6-4 put out to get the lead runner. As the side is retired as they strand a pair of board. And after 3.5, it's 2-2. We're all knotted up. Tonight's game squashed by Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Park and Eureka Way. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Jones takes a breaking ball off the plate outside for ball one. Jones, Zanizer, and Blankenship. Two up for the 45s, the 1-0. This breaking ball drops in there to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Tyler Jones, the catcher tonight for the 45s. A high school senior, 6'185", from here in Redding, California, headed to Feather River. This one misses wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery to the backstop. This is up and away, ball three. The Colt 45s have not walked tonight. Here's the 3-1 delivery to Jones. Hit in the air towards center, playable for the center fielder Poitras. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. That'll bring up Tyler Zanizer. Not walking a lot is not something the Colt 45s do often. Last night they walked 11 times. The Knicks only walking 4. The night before that, they walked actually less times than their opposition, the Novato Knicks. They walked 4 times, whereas the Knicks walked 5. That's probably the first time that's happened all year, where the Colt 45s walk less than the opposing team. Zanizer takes outside for ball one. Blankenship on deck. This one misses wide for ball two. Sunset all around us here at Tiger Field. Panoramic view as we enter the crepuscular hour. 1-1 in the dirt. Makes the count 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Picks and deals. This one's hit in the air. Sky towards center. Poitras drifting back. Playable for him. Circle it and squeeze it for out number two. Couple of flyouts to center. Poitras running some routes out there. That'll bring up Bradley Blankenship. Both of those were just skied towards center. This one misses.
Now batting from Lakehead, California, playing out of Chaffee College. Left fielder, number 30, Bradley Blankenship.
Chaffee. Swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand batting Blankenship. Out of Lakehead, California, Chaffee College, 6'2", 175. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Waved that again for strike two. Chased it down and in.
Kids, no running. No running. Yes, you in the black shirt, the green hat.
One ball and two strikes as Chad Johnson, our public address out here, calls out kids for running. Here's the 1-2. Don't want to be a danger. This one's just poked toward the shallow right center field grass and out of the reach of the second baseman. Diem falls for a hit, the definition of poking it the other way, as the bat boy Zen is going to get some applause here from the crowd as he sprints onto the field and then back off with the bat in hand. After Blankenship singles. Just a little inside-out swing off the end of the bat. Poked it just out of the reach of Diem. Moving toward the second base bag. Here's the 1-2. Paulus gets a bunt down at the first baseline. Gathered by the pitcher. And no throw as Deegan Paulus will get aboard via the bunt. Some small ball. It lined out back in the third, but then decided to get around a bunt and gets it down. Now Timmy Ayers to the plate. Timmy Ayers, his last time up, hit that solo shot. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Peering in is a lefty Carlson with some traffic on the base paths. Here's the first pitch to him in this left-on-left matchup. Right down Broadway for a called strike one.
Now, Maddie, first base with number 5. No one count. Years.
Here's the 0-1. Misses low. Two balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting Timmy Ayers. He's homered twice in this series now after his previous at-bat. Now the delivery from Carlson with the runners at first and second. This is low. Three balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike, rather, to Ayers. Left-hand batter with the open stance. The 2-1 from Carlson is chopped toward the first baseman, and he will not be able to handle the hop. It goes into right field. Rounding third and coming in to score is Blankenship, and holding at third is Paulos, and it's an RBI single for Timmy Ayers. Snuck right past the first baseman. Who just got handcuffed as it took a weird hop toward just the inside of him. He's going to have to play it off of the chest, but then it just squirted underneath his glove somehow. And now Preston Conklin to the plate. Paulos moves to third. Runners at the corners, they both break as it's taken outside and trying to draw a throw is Timmy Ayers between first and second. He'll just take second base on an uncontested stolen base. Credit for the steal. Now second and third. So this one's hitting the air towards center. Poitras giving chase, headed for a deep toward the warning track. It's going to land all the way on the warning track. Conklin cruising around first, headed for two. A hold at second base as now the score is added on by the Colt 45s. They put three on the board now here in this inning. It's 5-2. They lead it. Paulos trotted into score, and rounding from second base was Timmy Ayers. And it's a 2-RBI double for Preston Conklin. And it's 5-2 ball game. Now a meeting on the mound as the Novato Knicks will get some arms up in the pen. One of which is J.J. Spencer, who had an outing a couple of weekends ago. About a month ago against the Colt 45s, rather. And that was somewhat of a nightmare of an inning for him. And J.J. Spencer pitching for the Simpson University Redhawks this last year, so I got to call games for him. He allowed 2 hits, 5 runs, and 2 earned in that endeavor. A lot of errors and a handful of fielding errors specifically in that outing. Now 5-2. As everyone makes their way back to their respective places and spaces. Runner at second.
There we go.
That's Conklin.
And that's
Cabrillo. We'll dig back in. So lefty Andrew Carlson got some words of encouragement from his pitching coach. Now Reddy's with the runner at second here in a 5-2 ball game, bottom of the fourth. Kicks and deals. Fouled back toward the parking lot for strike one. Again, with 2 outs here in this bottom of the fourth. Ball game for Novato. Not even close to out of reach. They can avoid the series sweep and the season sweep. There's the 0-1. On the outside corner, called strike two. Cabrillo tonight has flown out to left and doubled.
Not adding. Third base to number 6, Nicholas Caballero.
Right-hand batter taps the plate with his bat. Now, time called and granted to Cabrillo. He's going to go for a little stroll, deep breath, and digs back in. So lefty peering in, working from the stretch. He comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals. Has reached for, grounded toward the shortstop, charging. And under his glove, it's going to go into left field. Coming around to score is Conklin, and it's now 6-2. Cabrillo with what should have been a routine 6-3 putout is an RBI single as it goes under the glove of the shortstop Rizzo, charging in for it. Now the right fielder, Braden Chirito, to the plate. Left-hand batter with the Sox up high. Runner goes, and a takeoff attempt toward first, and then the throw from the first baseman goes all the way past the shortstop and into left field. But holding at second is Cabrillo as he was breaking on the play and couldn't read the delivery quite too well. Get credit for the stolen base, though. With 2 gone, earning 6-2 ball game. Novato trying to keep it close. This one's hit in the air toward left, playable for Mills, drifting back toward the track, ball carrying, circling, and Mills will squeeze it, and the side is retired with the Colt 45s. Put 4 on the board as they take a 6-2 lead after 4 complete here on KCNR. Shasta Redding Quick and Clean Car Wash is tonight's sponsor of the game. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565. We'll be right back.
Poitras to lead things off. He was busy in center field. And now finds himself at the plate. Here in this top of the fifth inning. Grounds this one toward Cabrera, diving to his right, gathers strong, throw to first in time for the 5-3. That's why it's called the hot corner, folks. On a couple of hops, a diving play, he was playing even with the bag, reached for it, gathered it right in the glove, made a strong throw to first. That is out number one.
Shortstop, number
14,
Troy Rizzo.
Now Troy Rizzo to the plate. He homered his last time up on the 1-1 pitch. Chops this one toward the first baseman. Errs, waiting for it. Lands on the chalk. A flip toward the pitcher who was over to cover, but it's called foul by the first base umpire. Says it didn't go over the bag. Which a lot of people disagreed with, but for the Novato Knicks, that's not the worst thing to happen for them. So no balls and one strike after the foul ball. With one out. The lefty Rizzo readies. Now the 0-1 from Pasma misses up and away. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. This is wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Pasma kicks and deals, trying to work quick and foul back to the screen. The count evens at 2-2. Pasma readies, kicks, steals. Foul tip just got a piece of it. Count remains two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. This is wide for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Count will fill. Here's the payoff. Swing! And a miss. Pasma gets the strikeout. That is his third of the night. And out number two for Hardy to the plate. Left-hand batter. At first base for the Knicks tonight. Ryan Hard, left-hand batter, takes in the dirt for ball one. Pasma working out of the stretch, but then shifted back, misses in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Righty kicks and deals. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman. Paulo's charging on the backhand, circling the baseball strong. Go to first in time for the 4-3 put out. And the side is retired. Halfway through our ballgame tonight after 4.5. It's 6-2. The 45 lead it. The game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. In downtown Reading, it will be a new reliever for the Novato Knicks, J.J. Spencer, on in relief when we return after this.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has cartridges starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Out of Redding, California, who got some burn at Simpson University this last year, J.J. Spencer, and he also faced off against these Colt 45s about a month ago. 1 inning, 2 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned, and 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and it was an error-filled inning. Rocking the old school stirrups, about ankle high. Yeah. I've actually gotten to talk to JJ a few times, as he's a Redding native, even though he's playing with the Novato Knicks from Marin County. But he's been working out here and there up here at Redding at Simpson University, where I'm currently at. So I've gotten to talk to him in and around all of his workouts and everything as he gets his work in. As Rowan Brown will step in, that'll be Rowan Brown, Tyler Jones, and Tyler Zanizer to face off against J.J. Spencer, who pitched the 5th inning back on, back during that June game, as this one goes past the glove of the catcher and all the way to the backstop. There's the 1-0 from the righty with the high leg kick. Misses inside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. J.J. Spencer just turned 23. Just a few weeks ago. 3-0. The 2-0 misses upstairs for ball three. Peering in at the belt. There's a 3-0. Misses inside. It's a 4-pitch walk issued to Brown.
It's a walk.
That's the first walk issued to the Colt 45s tonight. Andrew Carlson went 4 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, no walks, 2 Ks. 75 pitches, 45 were for strikes, faced 22 batters. As the righty, Tyler Jones, to the plate, he's popped out to short and flown out to center tonight. This is the first pitch from Spencer as he checks the runner at first, a couple steps off the bag, misses upstairs for ball one. J.J. Spencer pitched that 5th inning against the Colt 45s. Then part of the 6th. Delivers this one off the plate for ball one. Here in this 6-2 ball game, pickoff attempt toward first is not in time. Diving back is Rowan Brown. Almost got caught sleeping. Now the 1-0 misses high again. Can't seem to locate the zone. Just trying to get that baseball down. Peering in, glove of the hip. Ben Forward now comes set, kicks and deals. Misses wide for ball three. The last thing you want to do here is give up another walk. You want to ground ball. Try and get a little turning point here in this ball game. Have something go your way. Induce a ground ball and get a twin killing on the infield. So Novato Knicks are at double play depth. Gets this one chopped back towards Spencer. Charging. Gloves. He's going to go to first in time for the 1-3 putout. Moving to second is Brown. A quick throw by Spencer to get the out. There was a similar play in his last outing against the Novato Knicks where he made a throw like that to first, but with a right-handed first baseman. So the throw, unlike in this case, because it's a left-handed first baseman where a glove side is the right field side, not the foul territory side, it went into right field and was technically an E1, but under normal circumstances, when you have a lefty first baseman, as this one on the outside, cornered as Anheuser, called strike one. When you have a lefty first baseman, such as in this case, it's perfect every time. So a runner at second with one out. Here's the 0-1 from Spencer via the stretch. And this is low and away. And Spencer changing it up here and there with either the high leg kick or the quick move toward home, where there's no high leg kick, just a quick stride. Now the 1-1 as he checks the runner at second. Delivers a breaking ball back behind Zanizer, ducking out of the way. One ball and one strike on the right-hand batting Zanizer. And the 1-1. Misses upstairs for ball two. Spencer's only thrown three strikes, trying to hit the zone. And the 3-1 is hit in the air toward left center, giving chase is Poitras toward the gap, diving for it, and Poitras unable to get to it, rounding third and coming in to score is Brown. Zanizer up to second. He'll hold there on the double. It was in and out of the glove of Poitras. I don't even think he got the glove to it. He's frustrated out there, gave it his all, and somehow just found some grass and snuck under his glove and got past him to the wall, but it was played back quickly for Zanizer to be held at second base as Bradley Blankenship will step up to the plate. Right-hand batter, Bradley Blankenship. Makes a call at strike one. Right-hand batter with an even stance. Here's the 0-1. Was Zanizer at second. Misses low and away. One and one. Spencer peering in. Bennett the belt now comes set. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase up and away. Here's the 1-2 from Spencer. Comes set, kicks, steals, breaking ball in the dirt, swing, and miss. J.J. Spencer collects out number two via the K. Blankenship down on strikes as Deegan Paulos to the plate, who's lined out to center and singled on the bunt. The Cottonwood native. Playing at Sac City College. Sac City College right down there by Sac State and UC Davis. Here's the 1-0. Bounced in the dirt. Throw to third with Zanizer And he called out, what a throw by the catcher Laughlin, caught everyone napping, including me. Gathered that baseball quickly and sniped Van Iser at third. And Paulos will get a new set of downs in the bottom of the sixth as the side is retired. Van Iser caught stealing. And after five complete, 7-2, the 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Drinkaway in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Top of the sixth inning at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us for this Saturday night under the lights at Tiger Field in Redding, California. 87 degrees here and just a slight breeze to keep that wind, keep that air moving, a little bit of breeze to keep it even cooler than it seems. A late kick from Pasma to the right in batting toe car, taken up and away for ball one. Top of the sixth inning on the back half of our ball game. Through five so far. 7-2, the 45s lead it. This one misses for ball two. 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the 45s. 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-0 on the outside corner. Make the count 2-1. 2-1. This is low and away. Tough take there from Tokar. Just missed there off the outside edge below the knee. There's a 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got to chase the off-speed high in the zone. Up near the letters. It's really up above the zone. Here's the payoff. It's chopped foul back toward us on this third base side. Three balls and two strikes with nobody out, nobody on here in the top half of the sixth. Now the payoff from Pasma, kicks, steals, chopped toward Conklin at short, gathered back behind the second base bags, sidearm throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout, gliding to his left. Now Canyon Laughlin to the plate. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, darkness officially fallen, just a beautiful blue up above the ballpark. Yes, very dark blue, but the sun fully set behind us on this third base side below the tree line. This one misses low for ball one. Asmer kicks and deals. Shots foul over the dugout of the Colt 45s. Even the count up at one ball and one strike. The right-hand hitting catcher who's flown out and grounded to third tonight. Breaking ball on the outs, off the outside corner for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Right there on the outside corner. That will even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Breaking ball is waved at. Gathered by Jones. Clears, throws the first in time for the strikeout. Breaking ball from Pasma. Looked like it was released from third base. And then swinging and missing was Laughlin on the break. The backdoor breaking ball. And now the left hand hitting Daniel Mills to the plate, who's reached on an E5 and doubled. That was the ground ball in which Cabrillo handled it in foul territory. And the throw to first was above Ayers' head. First pitch called strike one to the left hand batter. 0-1 off the plate. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. Fouled back to the screen. Now one ball and two strikes to the left-hand batter. Here's a 1-2 from Pasma. Breaking ball. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 1-2. So a 1-2 count. As Bob Anderson will gather this foul ball and make his way from the dugout all the way back toward the third base side toward home plate. Here's the 1-2. Is off the plate outside. 2-2. Bob Anderson doing a jog all the way down from the front of the dugout to, basically a 90-foot jog because it was about to the where the first baseline was. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball way back. And down on strikes goes Mills as the side is retired. 5 Ks on the night for Austin Pasma as the side is retired through 5.5 complete. It's 7-2. The 45s lead in tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and